Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. If you're like most Rhode Islanders, more than a third of your greenhouse gas emissions come from heating your home. Our winters can get pretty cold here, so we wondered, is it possible to stay warm and cut our emissions at the same time? We had Max Kozlov and Dana Kay from the Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Max and Dana.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, what did you find out about home heating in Rhode Island?
Well, if you want to reduce emissions that come from heating your house, the first thing you should do is make sure it's insulated.
Once you have a well-insulated house, the next step is to install the most efficient heating system you can find.
So, how do we find an efficient heating system?
We talked with Dave Caldwell about this.
I'm the Vice President of Caldwell & Johnson Custom Home Builders and Remodelers.
He recommends installing something that's called a heat pump. It runs on electricity and works sort of like a refrigerator, except in reverse.
If you see where your cat or your dog like to lay at the bottom of the fridge because it's blowing warm or hot air out, the fridge is taking the air from the room, taking the cold air and leaving it in the fridge and exhausting the hot air at the bottom.
Instead of sitting in your kitchen, a heat pump sits outside your house. It transfers heat from the outside and brings it inside your home.
That's way more efficient than creating heat by burning oil or gas.
Heat pumps also work as air conditioners in the summer, removing heat from your house and dumping it outside.
So, how do these heat pumps circulate air through your whole house?
If your house already has ducts or central air conditioning, you just connect the heat pump to that existing system. It's also the cheapest option.
But if a house doesn't already have air ducts, you can install wall-mounted heating units in different rooms throughout the house.
This is more expensive, but it's also more efficient.
How much of a difference will switching to a heat pump make in terms of my greenhouse gas emissions?
Well, if you switch to heat pumps from an oil furnace, you'll reduce your emissions by about 50%.
And because heat pumps run on electricity, you can reduce your heating emissions even more if you sign up for electricity from renewable sources like wind and solar power. That's something you can do today.
So if I want to install heat pumps in my house, how would I do it?
First, get an energy audit to make sure your home is well insulated.
Next, find a contractor who has experience installing heat pumps. National Grid has a list of approved vendors, and that's a good place to start.
Great. Thanks, Max and Dana. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.